Chapter 2
Tried to kill him? Iris Peabody, my best friend, dug her fist into the new gluten-free pie dough she was trying out for the first time. She picked up the ball, tossing between her hands a couple of times before the disgust leveled on her face. Frustrated, she used the back of her hand to brush back the small strands of brown hair that had found their freedom from underneath the hairnet. She tossed it back into the bowl and threw a sprinkle of something on top of the doughy ball before she started to knead it again. Yep, so he insisted he's going to bingo tonight. I knew I had to get going if I was going to join Iris there. She'd been volunteering her time to call bingo for the senior living facility for too many years to count. You better get him there early. She picked up the dough. A smile crossed her face. She set it back in the bowl, picked up the ink pen on the workstation, and jotted something down. As the owner of Pie in the Face Bakery, Iris took her work very seriously while she was creating something new. This was not just anything something new. It was a very special pie she was making. My granddaughter Clara Butler's birthday pie. Plus, it was a trial run for Iris to make gluten-free pies for my wedding reception, which was coming up. Actually, my wedding was in just a few days, and I'd made sure the post office had scheduled me to work up until the day before so I could keep my mind off of the event. Not that I didn't want to marry Mac Tabor. I most certainly was ready to tie the knot, but I had to make sure Vince was able to come, since he was so special to me. Mac and I had tentatively planned the wedding around a few dates the doctor had given based on Vince's rehabilitation stay. Those women are going to be fighting over which table they think he's going to be sitting at. Iris grabbed one of the glass pie plates from one of the shelves in the bakery's kitchen area. She used her fingers to fit the dough perfectly along the inside, pinching the top edges perfectly. If you tell them he was the target of someone trying to kill him, then they might not want to sit next to him, Iris said with a snicker. It's not funny. He really does think someone tried to kill him. Though I felt the same way Iris did, I didn't tell her so. Which means I'll entertain what he has to say. Take a few notes, keep an ear open while on my route, and I was stumped for an and. And what? Not get married? Go on a honeymoon because Vince thinks you two should be playing Sherlock Holmes and Watson of Sugar Creek Gap? Iris had gone over to the walk-in refrigerator and pulled out a bowl of apples she'd already prepared for the filling. Clara is going to love her birthday pie. She sure is. Clara had been such a blessing to our family. Her first birthday was coming up, which was going to be an even bigger party than my own wedding. That was fine with me. I really appreciate you making this gluten-free. Whatever that sweet baby wants. Iris was playing nice. Both of us had talked about this whole no-gluten lifestyle Julia and Grady had adopted since Julia started trying to get pregnant again. Grady, my son, went along with whatever Julia wanted and had been doing really well with the new lifestyle. But my parents, hoo-wee, they were a different story. Speaking of the sweet baby, I got up, but not without grabbing one of the spoons off of the preparation table to get a scoop of the apple filling for a quick taste. Mm-mm. At least there's some good old-fashioned sugar in there. Iris winked and poured the rest of the bowl in the pie dish. A stove timer buzzed. Iris left the pie and walked over to the stove. With oven mitts on, she reached into the oven and pulled out a tray bearing two pies. The filling of each had bubbled up through the slits in the golden crust. Just looking at the pies made my mouth water. Don't worry, one of these is for you and Mac. Iris winked and left them on the cooling rack. You can grab it after bingo. It'll make for a delicious night treat, a scoop of ice cream. Iris's shoulders rose to her ears in delight. You know me too well. I studied my friend, who I'd known since childhood. There were so many dreams between us, and there was no...